SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
So, Dr. Amber, Australia Zoo has engaged in a trial of chlamydia vaccines for koalas. Could you please explain what you're doing?
Yeah, so this is a chlamydia vaccine developed by the University of the Sunshine Coast, which is a local university here. And we have been working collaboratively with them for the past 10 plus years on developing this vaccine. So we certainly can't take any credit for the vaccine development, but we have played our hand in obviously having access to animals over the years to be able to trial elements of the vaccine on. And now we have the great pleasure of actually being able to vaccinate these animals before they go out to release.
It's about 400 animals?
That's right. So the team are planning to vaccinate 400, and that will be over the next 12 to 18 months. And they're animals basically that have come into our wildlife hospital for other reasons. So they've come in either because they did have chlamydia, or they've been attacked by a dog or hit by a car or displaced by habitat destruction. So we already have them in here rehabilitating. And so it's, you know, a fairly easy process for us then to vaccinate them before they go back out for release.
Mm-hmm. Is the vaccine a way of, I hope, of course, preventing the koalas from getting sick, or will it also cure the sick ones?
It can do both, but largely it's for prevention. So, you know, there's very few vaccines that are 100% preventative for, you know, preventing disease contraction, but this vaccine, we hope, is going to reduce the severity of the disease process when a koala gets infected by chlamydia. So it may not stop them contracting it from another koala, but it will hopefully reduce the amount of severe disease they get. And that hopefully will mean they won't need hospitalization for that disease and they can get over it on their own in the wild. And that would be, you know, a win-win situation for the koalas and for us to not see such severe disease in these animals.
Because how big is the problem?
It is a huge problem, particularly in our part of Australia. So, you know, koalas are naturally occurring all the way from the top of Queensland right down through to Victoria and South Australia. But within Queensland and New South Wales in particular, chlamydiosis is a major problem. And animals in that area seem to get very severe disease, extremely severe conjunctivitis to the point where they're blind in some cases, very bad bladder infections where they're dribbling urine all the time, and it can lead to irreversible changes to the kidneys as well. And it can also render particularly females infertile. So it's basically a blocker to population growth when you can't have females to produce more young. So it's a huge problem in this area, and, you know, heartbreaking for us to see. These koalas are suffering immense pain when they're brought to us with severe disease, and not all of them can be saved with our current treatments, which is largely antibiotics and supportive care. So having something that can prevent chlamydiosis in the first place can make a huge difference to their population.
Yeah, because that's what I thought. Humans, they can get the disease too. And, you know, with antibiotics, that's it most of the time. Mm-hmm. It's not working this way with koalas.
No, well, it can to a degree. I mean, it's the severity of the disease that really dictates whether they're going to recover or not. So animals that have been affected by chlamydia for many months or years and have got irreversible changes that antibiotics, you know, don't treat, they're the ones that we may not be able to treat successfully. But getting an animal with milder disease or early on in the disease process really means that antibiotic treatment is more successful, but it can also have side effects on the koala's microbiota, so the bacterial flora in their gut. And so even treating with antibiotics is still a risk for that animal.
Mm-hmm. How serious is the disease threatening the koala population?
In some areas, it's extremely damaging, and it it can be up to 80% prevalent in the population. And it, again, it depends on the areas that you're looking at with koala populations. Further down south, chlamydia is not a major problem and major threat to koalas at this point. But in our local region, it is. And you combine high chlamydial prevalence, so where the disease is circulating in the population, you combine that high prevalence with the loss of habitat and other threats that are associated with urban encroachment, like domestic dog attacks or road traumas. And chlamydia is like the icing on the cake, because that's something that, you know, can fester away in a population and not be seen until animals are sick enough to be rescued.
And all of this together means that they could be endangered soon.
Yeah, in some areas, absolutely. I mean, there's populations of koalas where they're likely to persist. But in the areas, particularly where we live and that are close for people to be able to view koalas, you know, they're under the most threats from chlamydia, habitat destruction, all the other urban threats. And there's a real risk that those populations will locally become extinct.
Mm-hmm. This is a long-term trial, I reckon, because you said, you know, 400 koalas, you can't vaccinate them in a week, of course.
No, that's right. Yes. So it will be ongoing, at least over the next 12 to 18 months. So, you know, since we started the vaccine rollout, which was only about a week ago, we've been able to vaccinate at least half a dozen animals, which has been good. And that's going to continue for that whole time period. And then really the gauge on the success of this vaccine, you know, we may not know very quickly, because those animals that become infected by chlamydia that have been vaccinated, if they happen to come back into a wildlife hospital, then we will be able to, you know, assess them and work out, has the vaccine afforded them some protection? But really, I think the telling sign will probably be what's going to happen to the population in the coming years, and what is the overall incidence of chlamydia in those populations where we know there's been animals that have been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. It's a silly thought that I have, but I hope you will be able to track them. But of course, I don't hope they will be brought back to the hospital again.
Yeah, that's right. It's bittersweet, isn't it? Yeah. You know, we want to send them off and say, hope we never see you again. And that's just because we don't want to see them back in an injured or, you know, diseased state. But yeah, obviously having an animal come back in provides us that little bit of follow-up information about how they're doing. But I hope for their sake that they don't come back to us.
Thank you, Dr. Amber Gillett, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.